welcome back into the Buzzer Beater, AM 1340 KXEO. And, we're just moving right along here. A couple of more guys we got up early this morning to come into the sports show. Jack Wilburn also joining us, Austin Maxwell. They are pitchers for Mexico baseball. And I don't know if a lot of folks know, but baseball team kind of turning some heads this year. You're already up to 10 wins this year. Jack, you just got done pitching last night and had a pretty nice performance. Let's talk a little bit about the year. Why is everybody gelling so well on Mexico baseball this season? Just start off with that.
I think it's all like everyone's coming together. It doesn't really matter if it's top half the lineup, bottom half. Everyone's pretty much having success right now. Not just the lineup, like pitching rotation. We've got guys that can come in pretty much any situation, get it done.
Let's talk about your game last night. How long did you go?
I went 5 innings last night, and we had Andrew Run. She came in, he finished the job right out and did what he was supposed to do, lineup the whole way through. There's not a whole lot of guys that didn't have at least one hit last night. Everyone got it done.
Okay, so I didn't listen to the morning report this morning. I don't know the score.
13-7, I believe, over the Hallsville Indians.
So did you get a hit?
I did.
What?
The pitcher came through and got a hit.
Oh, man!
That's awesome.
I know a guy in St. Louis who's, hey, good for you. His name's Adam Wainwright.
Yeah.
He's like, I'd like to get a hit these days as a pitcher.
Yeah.
Kind of talk about coming into this season, Jack, just a little bit more. Did you prepare in the off season where, it's your senior year? Of course, you want to have a nice performance going
it's not
out.
Senior year?
No, I'm just a junior
I'm
this
trying
year.
To get you graduated.
Yeah.
Well, heck.
Rushing me here.
Well, let's talk about the junior year.
The draft is not here yet.
Okay, right. Talk about that, getting prepared for coming into your junior year.
Yeah, coming in, we started pretty early this year. Just we have the basement in town now.
Yeah.
Steve Miller, thanks
shout
for that
out
one.
To Steve-O.
Yep. But we got that. That was a great tool for us this year. Didn't really matter if it was 10 degrees or one of those like sunny and 75 days in December we had for some reason. But we got to get down there pretty early and start working, and everyone pretty much was able to make it for a few times. And
yeah.
Off-season workouts, just stuff like that.
Makes a huge difference.
It
we
does.
Want to bring Austin Maxwell into the conversation. Austin, you are you a first-year starting pitcher? Is that what I'm understanding? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I grew – like, when I was growing up, I pitched just, maybe twice a year. And now, I'm in high school and I'm starting a couple games a week.
You're successfully starting a couple of games. I've been following you this year. I mean, you're having major success.
What year are you?
I'm a freshman.
You're a freshman.
Yeah.
You don't look like a freshman. He took that. And he took that well.
All right.
He kind of smiled. He grinned and nodded his head. Yeah. Okay. So you talked a minute ago about a few years ago. We're talking. This isn't like high school baseball that you started a few games. This is like little league.
Yeah. Like I was probably 9, 10 years old.
Wow. When did you first start playing baseball?
I was probably 4 or 5 years old playing catch with my dad in the yard.
Yep.
And then I don't know.
So let me see if I've got the story straight. You played Little League. You started pitching a few games. Then you did some relief pitching. And did you? I know I've coached Little League baseball before. What other position did you play?
Shortstop. I grew up playing shortstop.
Okay.
Nice.
So you should be good at the bat as well.
Yeah.
Did you get a hit last night?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right, two pitchers in here, and they both got hits. We are smoking!
It's really, a great season, and I want to talk to you a little bit more, too, because you were on travel team as well. I think you played over in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
No.
No, I had that wrong.
Go to Florida this year.
Okay, you're going to Florida this year?
Yeah.
Very nice.
How about you, Jay? You going to Florida?
No.
Not for baseball?
No.
Okay.
No.
Maybe for a vacation.
No, I was going to say, he's been down on vacation so much, he's like, why do I need to go to Florida again? His mom's down there all the time.
Talk about some of the goals this year. I think...
talk about Florida more.
Well, yeah. I think, if I'm not mistaken, is Blair Oaks in your all's district? Is that the way I see it? I mean, is that pretty much going to be the target team to beat? Or what are you guys looking at for, playoffs whenever they start?
Well, like right now, Blair Oaks, last I heard they were, I think, 4-8. So they're not
they're not there.
Not what we thought they were going to be, I don't think. Southern Boone, I think they're kind of right now.
Well, the Blair Oaks people tried to turn the lights off in the studio on us.
I think Southern Boone, last time I checked, was 15-1. So
they're off to a good start.
Fatima.
West Valley's always
pretty good.
Pretty similar record to us, but they lost two nights ago.
So have we played Southern Boone so far this season?
No. We haven't.
Are they on the schedule?
No.
Not that I've seen.
No. So we don't play Fatima or Southern Boone or Blair Oaks. We have played Fulton, though, and we'll play them again.
And you beat Fulton.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. I just want to put that out there.
We did beat Fulton.
Okay, thank you, Jack.
So let me get clarification. Apparently you beat Fulton.
Can you confirm, Austin? Okay, yep, yes, we did beat Fulton. Okay.
Right. I don't want to oversell the point, but apparently you guys beat Fulton. No,
right on. 10 wins already this season, 10-3, off to a fantastic start. Kind of go over your schedule next week. What are you looking at? Have we looked that far ahead?
We got, I think, go to Hannibal on Tuesday, back home for Kirksville and Father Tolton on Thursday and Friday. So
start off on the road and then end up at home.
Yep.
So let's get a little more into your arsenal. We'll start with you, Jack. Fastball changeup, fastball curve. What are we talking here? Fastball slider. What's the go-to?
This is weird for me because like last year,
And
I didn't really have much of a freshman season because of COVID, but I've always been like fastball curveball guy, and the curveball lately for me, I don't know, it just hasn't been the same, and it's just not. I don't know. Maybe it's because I throw a little harder now, but my fastball changeup's really been my go-to this year.
So what are you clocking in at?
Are we in the 80s?
Are we?
I don't think we're quite there.
Okay.
I don't think we're quite to 80s.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I've always been. So fastball slider for the most part this year?
Fastball change. Yeah. I mean, I can mix the curveball in when I need to, you know, third time through the lineup.
Do you throw two different kinds of fastballs, a two and a four, or just a...
I'm a big two-seam guy.
Yeah. Okay. You know,
not throw it hard, but get plenty of movement.
Okay, well, let's go to your teammate here. What is in your arsenal?
Well, fastball, and sometimes I'll throw in a knuckleball and a curveball.
Nice.
Have you learned the knuckle curve yet?
I'm still kind of working on it.
Yeah, that's the knuckle is it's a unique pitch in itself. That's a tough pitch to throw, and a tough pitch to hit. Obviously, what are you having the most success with? Are you having success with the knuckleball?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
Do you use that to set people up?
Yeah. Like, if I have, like, a 1-1 count, I'll throw it in, get two-strike count, and
okay,
come
well,
back
let's
with
not give away strategy on the air.
Oh, okay? No.
We don't know who's listening. Fulton can hear us, okay? And we have to play them again. So we don't want to tell them when we're throwing it in the count. But so what's your knockout pitch? You going back to the fastball if you want the K?
Sometimes curveball, you know, just how the hitter's hitting.
Okay.
Is there anybody that you two emulate or try to be more like in the major leagues pitching wise, Jack?
I hate to say it, but he plays for the Cubs, but you got to give credit where credit's due. I hate to say it. Kyle Hendricks, he's pretty, doesn't throw hard. 87, 88. But
I didn't have my jump button when he said that dirty word.
Oh,
no,
there's a pitcher that started with the Cubs who was a reliever a few years ago, and I can't think of his name, who's got your hair. And then the Cardinal pitcher that was, he had a brother who was really good. I can't think of his name. He was a reliever as well who has your hair. So I thought that's who you were emulating this entire time, but apparently no, it was somebody else.
I hate to say it, I just it doesn't feel right coming out of my mouth, but it's just
right.
You shouldn't. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be welcome back.
Oh no, Austin. What about you? Anybody you try to emulate or watch?
I watch Jacob DeGrom a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No Waino fans here?
I was going to say. No. What about Uncle Charlie?
No.
Turned it into a coyote.
Who's helped you all out most in your pitching game over the years? Who has given you the best advice?
I'd say probably my dad and my dad's friend, Jeremy Eldridge.
Okay. Very nice. Jack?
Big thing for me is like teammates.
You know, these kids obviously don't know how to suck up. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe I should. I don't think I'm saying the right answer.
There's a young lady in the room. I'm not.
I don't know. Teammates, they can kind of see stuff that you don't. I mean, I can only see so much whenever you're, you know, on the mound and everything. They can see a lot more than you can through the whole, you know, delivery. So that helps a lot.
You want us to come call a game and help you out with that? I mean, we can yell out down from, you know.
No, I
see a lot in the booth.
You could really, you know. I think there's a microphone up there that you could get on. Yeah.
Well, we could mic them up during a game.
Yeah, there we go.
We could get mic'd up.
Yeah.
I love that. Guys, I want to wish you the best of luck on the remainder of the season. You've got everybody excited about baseball here in Mexico and continued success.
And we are going to get over there and do a game. But, continued success to both of you.
All right. Mr. Jack Wilburn, Austin Maxwell, they're pitchers for the Mexico baseball team. And our live guest this morning on the buzzer beater. We'll be back. We're going to wrap things up with the round table. It's coming up. St. Louis Cardinals baseball, Kansas City Royals, Blues hockey, and Mizzou basketball. We've got a big agenda coming on here. Just moments as the buzzer beater continues on KXEX.